Experiencing art in action is a life-changing event. Even though you might be one of 100, or 1,000, other people in the crowd, even if you don't know a single other person there, you're surrounded by a community that is there for the same reason as you: they want to belong. Two artists from a Barrie-based house of entertainers are not only bringing their brand of crowd-enthralling tricks to the audience, but making space for those who want to take part in the extravaganza drag queens Jem Doshe and Queenie, the Brat, Zod Doll of the House of Devereaux have put out the call to anyone looking for a safe space to try their hand, or heel, center stage at an upcoming open stage event. Jem and Queenie were kind enough to answer a few questions about their journey, the house, and what people can expect from this one-night-only event. RV. When did you start performing drag and how did you choose your names? Jem. I started doing drag at the tender young age of 33. It was a literal case of waking up one day and deciding it was something I wanted to do. I knew I would have to work twice as hard as others who were, A, younger and B, doing it longer. But I think I caught up quickly. I chose my name because I never want to miss a chance to do a play on words. There is a stupid saying that goes, must be jelly because jam don't shake. It was a reference to someone's booty shaking ability, but I'd like to be, you must be jelly, jealous, because Jem Doshe. Queenie. I started doing drag back in 2017. I was underage, shish, flipping my cheap wigs and wearing even cheaper outfits. But she's come a long way. I originally had the drag name, Quippin, Queen, but with two X's instead of E's. It was fun for a while, but it got confusing and wouldn't stick for long. I changed my name maybe 2.5-3 years ago to my current name, Queenie Zod Doll, or Queenie, the Brat, Zod Doll. The name came from three parts. 1. Queenie was a callback of Quippin. 2. The Bratz dolls have and are a major inspiration for my drag, so I wanted to incorporate that somehow. And 3. Zod Doll sounded very alternative and almost had an outer space alien vibe to it, which, considering I'm teetering on 6'7" in heels, I'm an alien. RV. How long has the House of Devereaux been operating and what does it take to become a Devereaux doll? Jem. It has been around from the start of my career and will hopefully continue long after it. To become a Devereaux doll, you just have to put in the work. My drag mother and house matriarch, Eclair Devereaux, has a keen eye for talent and potential, so she knows what to look for when adding a new doll to the collection. Queenie. The house started from Mama Eclair Devereaux, pageant winner, showstopper, and all-around loving and talented person. She adopted Athena Vegas, Carmen Del Rey, Justine Diaz, and Jem Doshe within these past couple of years and has been traveling sold-out shows, brunches, photo shoots, etc. I had the fabulous opportunity of doing a photo shoot a couple years ago where I met Eclair, Athena and Carmen. They were so sweet and kind to me. I remember watching them getting their pictures together and just thinking, I want to be like that one day. Flash forward to the holidays of 2019 or 2020. The pandemics made it hard to remember the time. The house, now including Justine and Jem, kept an eye on me for a very long time. They've provided many experiences and opportunities for me to show off what I got. I helped out backstage and learned some important things, and then, just at spring queening, they made me their apprentice for 2 years as a drag queen to improve my drag, work in a house, really get into the nitty and gritty of drag, theater, makeup. All of it. I'm excited to see who I will be after all is said and done. RV. What is it about your house and your presence that has taken you around the country? Jem. We are a house of performers, pageant winners, and while we were all able to achieve success on our own, we have achieved so much more as a family. It's that extra level of support that has helped us to help not only ourselves, but our community as a whole. Queenie. Mama said it, we all say it, we got such a roundhouse of talent in our house. We got Broadway to Beyoncé and everything in between. We each have our styles and performances with a unique set of abilities we can all each do. And when put together in a duet, a trio, a full house production, or even one queen standing on that stage, we will give you everything you want and more. RV. Do you have a specialty in performance? Are you fashion queens, comedy queens, or dancing queens? Jem. I like to label myself as more of a comedy queen with a bit of Broadway thrown into the mix, mostly because I don't dance and I'm not very fashionable. We all have our own specialty that we bring to the table. My sister, Justine Diaz, does the majority of the group's hair and styling. Athena Vegas has taught all of us some amazing choreography for a few different numbers, including a group number as a complete house. Carmen Del Rey has taught me stage presence and helped to improve my public speaking skills. And, of course, Eclair has shown me how to be me and what it takes to be a performer. Queenie. Again, each of us are so unique that it's hard to pin what specialty the entire house would be categorized under. Honestly, we do it all. Our fabulous costume designer, Rita Benz, has helped us all with our costumes, so we bring the fashion. Athena and Justine are wizards with a wig and a makeup brush. They give us so many tips and keep our hair looking nice and pretty, so, call us, look queens. Carmen, Jem and Eclair are hilarious. They can throw a joke in there that'll take a slow minute, for me, to get, but it's genuinely funny. They get the microphone privileges for a reason. We can also all turn out a Broadway, show-stopping performance with choreography and cues. We can Devereaux do it all. RV. After a successful and sold-out spring queening event, how is your upcoming open stage at Grillicious going to top it? Jem. I never look at topping my previous events. My only goal is to keep the momentum going. We had a great show of support during the spring queening, and I'm hoping that support continues to follow us from one event to the next. Queenie. For this show, the main difference is the location and that it's free. You still get the talent and the level you expect from a huge dinner show, to a brunch, to this open stage. You get the whole experience and it's an open stage. These are such fantastic opportunities for drag kings, queens or performers to get out there and have people start knowing your name, as well as a safe, fun place where you can experiment with your drag, or you can bring friends out just for a good time and drag. RV. Who or what are you hoping to see or experience at the open stage? Jem. I'm looking forward to seeing what the next generation has to offer. I want to give others the chance to step out of their comfort zones and try something new. It's important for everyone to know this is a safe space to showcase more of who you are and let the world see it. Queenie. Drag. Kings. Period. I know you are here in Barry, Kings. We see you, you are valid and wanted and deserve an equal spot just as any other queen. At the end of the day, I'm just hoping everyone has fun. There are a lot of things that go on in everyone's day-to-day lives. Let's just take an evening to have some fun. RV. If you could perform for anyone, living or dead, who would it be? Jem. I always dread this question as I never really know how to answer it. My heart wants to say my father, as he unfortunately passed away before I was even able to come out. I don't know how he would have felt about any of it, and I could play, what if, as much as I want, but I'll never really have a solid answer. He was a great man and I'd be lucky to be half as amazing as he was. Queenie. If I could perform for anyone, it would be my Nana. Everyone says I'm just like her. She had jewelry boxes of beautiful rings, necklaces and accessories, a closet with shoes and dresses. Every morning she'd do her makeup, curl her gorgeous red hair and wear something beautiful. I can smell her perfume and feel her warmth to this day. I'd perform Super Trooper by ABBA or something from the Mamma Mia movie soundtrack, as it was our little thing. Open stage is a one-night-only event on May 20th at Grillicious on Mulcaster Street in downtown Barrie. You can find more information about open stage and even how to secure your own spot as a performer by clicking here.